I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your Tuesday host of Chico Now. And we are here with Max from Catalyst Domestic Violence Services. But before I speak with her, let me tell you a little bit about something that's happening here in Chico. I have a flyer right in front of me called Brianna's Wings of Passion Foundation presents Hope for Hurting Hearts. An unforgettable event celebrating the life of Brianna Cassidy and furthering a legacy of love. This is on May 14th at 7 p.m. at the Paradise Performing Arts Center. The renowned Australian vocalist Sandra Interman, and then a talk about grief and suicide with Dr. Arlene Taylor, and a violinist virtuoso, Jamie George. Then, on May 15th at 6 p.m. at Neighborhood Church, that big gold dome on the south end of town, we have the powerful baritone vocalist Michael Harris. And then Adventures in Mission Aviation by David Gates. And he's wearing a nice white military shirt in his picture. And Why So Much Suffering in the World by Taj Pakleb. And with additional violinist virtuoso, Jamie George. He's just lending his skills completely. It is free admission, and an offering will be received at each event. So on May 14th at 7 p.m., Grief and Suicide with an Australian vocalist, Sandra Interman, and a violinist, Jamie George. And then on May 15th, Why So Much Suffering in the World, Adventures in Mission Aviation, and then a baritone vocalist and that same violinist, Jamie George. And the baritone vocalist is Michael Harris. Once again, this is free. So if you want to just kind of get out of the house and get out of your comfort zone and learn a little bit of something, have a little empathy, then it looks like, let's see. Oh, there is, if you want more information, www.BRIANNACASSIDY.com. That should have all of the information. Okay. Now, today I am so tired, you guys. Can you tell that normally your host on Tuesdays is this really spunky gal who probably sounds like she's seven. And today I am dragging, and it's just no reason, but all of the reasons. Maybe it's the weather. Maybe it's my allergies. Maybe it's that my six-month-old has been waking up at night again. Maybe it's my husband snoring. Maybe it is something going on inside me. I don't know, but I am so tired today. So you have a really mellow radio host. We'll see how this goes. Probably it'll go better because I'm not jumping all over the place. Maybe I should be tired more often. Okay, so let's go on and talk to Max. She's from the domestic violence folks in town here called Catalyst. And Max, would you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're interested in life and the reason you enjoy Catalyst and all of those interesting things?
Sure. So I have been working for Catalyst. I'm coming up on a year now. But before that, I was a volunteer for about a year and a half. And I was really drawn to want to volunteer mostly out of a desire to help. I wanted to work directly with people who've experienced a trauma and kind of offer them a support that they may or may not have in their personal lives. And some people have really strong support systems and some people just don't. And for those people that don't, it's really important to have Catalyst or some agency that can offer that to them and offer them some structure to help them, give them the opportunity to kind of rebuild their lives. Mm-hmm. And so I was really excited about the opportunity. There were some really amazing times or some really hard times, and that continues to be true, even as a staff member. But I fell in love with the organization. I fell in love with the people I was working with, and I fell in love with the work. So when a job opportunity became available, the volunteer program coordinator, which is something I'd done in the past through a local theater, I felt this was something I could do. And so I applied and I was offered the position.
Yay.
And then outside of work, I love to go running. I think we have such a lucky town that we have that big, beautiful park that we can just step out our front door and be in nature. Mm-hmm. And I love taking advantage of that and going for hikes and going for runs. And I have a toy poodle who is kind of my baby. And although he does not keep me up all night, like it sounds like yours was doing. And so I love taking him for walks. And he's kind of my Instagram feed.
Aww. You know, though, I have a girlfriend who has a brand new poodle puppy, and that puppy keeps her up constantly.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that she's still training him. And so I just imagine that she's experiencing what I'm experiencing. And when my baby is older, he'll be trained just like yours. Okay, this is Jessica Wilkerson, and I will return in just a moment after these commercials. Please stay tuned.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now every Tuesday. I'm also your Monday host. So if you listened yesterday, that was my voice. On Mondays, we do a different format. We don't interview other people. I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern, and on the road to licensing right now. And we talk about various therapeutic related things. This Monday, I spoke about our value system and when women have kind of the angel and devil on their shoulder. So if you missed it, and that sounds like an interesting topic, please feel free to go to our website, kkxx.net, and go to podcasts, choose Chico Now, and then click. You can either choose the Tuesday show, it says Jessica Wilkerson on it, and you can hear what you've missed out of this one, or you can choose the Monday show, and that one says Helping People, and you can re-listen to what you missed yesterday. Okay, so we're here with Max Zaki from Catalyst Domestic Services here in Chico, and I invited her on because they're having a big fundraising event coming up, and it's just such a worthy cause. Nobody gets into a relationship with the idea that this guy is going to end up abusing me later. You know, they seem so great in the beginning and everything seems so perfect. And then you find yourself in the situation where you're running for your life or you're afraid you might have to someday. And so you start looking, who can help me? And Catalyst is the place that can help you. So you might have daughters, you might have sisters, you might have cousins or friends who are women. You yourself are a woman, and this doesn't this is not just one socioeconomic demographic. This doesn't only happen in poverty situations. This does not only happen to single moms. This happens to everybody. And Catalyst helps everybody. And Max, I've been in Chico for 2.5 years, and I'm really used to all of the services in Reading. That's where I'm from. And I know that Reading also helps men. Does Catalyst also help men?
We do. We actually, we offer services regardless of gender. And we opened our shelter to offer shelter to males experiencing domestic violence back last June. So we're coming up on a year. We've been consistently full. Although the demographics do show that women experience domestic violence a larger amount, that males also, it does not pick a gender, unfortunately.
Right. Well, we have some mental illness does not know gender.
It's true.
And so usually someone who's abusing is struggling with some sort of mental illness. I mean, sometimes it's just anger management issues, but sometimes it's depression or anxiety or bipolar or you don't know. And men can be the victim of that, too. A woman comes at you with a baseball bat. What are you going to do?
Yeah, domestic violence is about power and control. Mm-hmm. And so it really doesn't matter who's physically bigger. Mm-hmm. It's about who has established that dynamic of power in the relationship. And that can be through controlling someone's use of their phone, through social media, through financial abuse. So there's so many different ways. Mm-hmm. And someone who is physically smaller in stature could still physically abuse someone who's larger if they have that power.
And you say financial abuse, and that makes me think about how a lot of times people will stay in their relationship because they're scared to get out because they are also experiencing, in addition to the other types of abuse, financial abuse. They have no access to their money. They have no access to the funds. They couldn't leave if they wanted to. And so that makes me think about your shelter.
Yeah, that's a lot of the people who call us share with us that they have no access to their bank account or that their partner takes their full paycheck every month. And sometimes there's a lot of violence involved in that. And so in that situation, staying in a hotel is not an option. Mm-hmm. Often you can only stay with friends or family for so long and your partner might know where they live and that's not safe for them. Mm-hmm. So in that case, a confidential location that doesn't cost any money is vital.
Wow. Okay, how do you think they fund that? Because that's not free. Well, coming up, we will have one more segment and we'll talk about the event that's coming to fundraise. This is their big source of income to help these people have somewhere to go to reestablish their life and to get safe. This is Jessica Wilkerson with Max Zaki from Catalyst Domestic Violence Services. Please stay tuned because their event sounds really fun and the cause is very worthy.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now on 104.5 FM and 930 AM. You can listen to us live streaming or our podcast at kkxx.net. And I'm here with Max Zaki from Max Zaki. I feel like it sounded like I said Matt. Is that like short for anything?
Max.
Oh, I didn't put your phone on. Sorry. So we are talking about the Catalyst Domestic Violence Fundraiser coming up. We were just telling you about the reasons that people need shelter. And now we want to tell you how they find the money to create these housing, this temporary housing for people. And I'm going to let you talk because I'm having a hard time getting words out.
So we are so lucky to have such an immense amount of support from our community. Chico really does offer a lot of support to social service agencies in this town, and we definitely are so appreciative of all of that support. One time we come together once a year, and this year it's going to be May 20th, which is a Friday, hosted by the Palms. And it's a beautiful, fancy event where people can buy tickets online at our website or at our business office downtown. And
what's your website?
It is catalystdvservices.org. And and there's going to be a band and some food and a bar. And then there's a silent auction, a live auction, a dessert auction, all of which is kind of to help us raise some funds for the housing programs that Catalyst offers.
Wow. So it goes towards the Catalyst, the housing. You were telling me a little bit earlier about that some of those expenses for housing.
Yeah. So anytime you're running a house, there's going to be a lot of just maintenance and housing, you know, projects that have to be done. The house was built about 5 years ago, so things are starting to break. So we're always looking to, you know, take care of the house and keep it a nice, safe place for everybody to live. Mm-hmm. In addition, we do offer food when people come in, and we offer, you know, bedding and things like that, the things that people don't have when they are fleeing. So, you know, we try to provide as much as we can to kind of get them started.
You mean to tell me that when people are fleeing violence, they don't stop and grab their linens?
Not always. Sometimes it's we do recommend people, you know, call and build a safety plan and mm-hmm. and put together some important documents and things, but sometimes it just doesn't work out that way.
So you guys provide services to help prepare people and get ready so that if the situation comes up, they're already ready.
For sure. We have a 24-hour crisis line that's constantly staffed, and you can call that anytime and talk to someone and help talk through the plan of leaving, or even if you just need support or you have questions about what domestic violence looks like. Maybe you're not sure whether that's, you know, what you're going through.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about the event. So people can purchase tickets at Catalyst, D for domestic and V for violence, catalystdv.com.
It's actually
dvservices.org. Oh my goodness, I am a horrible host. catalystdvservices.org.
Yes, and you can also Google us because we'll show up.
Oh, do that, you guys. Don't listen to me.
And you can also purchase them in person if you'd rather a physical ticket at our Wall Street office. It's on the corner of 3rd and Wall.
Okay.
Downtown. And so
how much are the tickets?
They're $40.
Okay.
And they'll also be available at the door if you are a last minute planner.
I am totally a last minute planner. You just never know what's going to happen. So someone will arrive. What time does it start?
It starts at 6.
On May 20th?
Uh-huh.
Is that, what day of the week is that?
It's a Friday.
Okay.
And it's just a couple of Fridays from now. So it's a, it'll be a great, great event.
And what kind of attire is it? Like, because it's 6, people are just getting off work. So is it casual or is it dressy?
People do. Some people get very dressy. It's at the Palms. So, of course, it feels pretty fancy. And mm-hmm. we have linens, and we try to make it look as beautiful as we can with flowers and things like that. And I found that Chico people kind of like an excuse to get dressed up.
Uh-huh. Oh, I do. I know I do.
But it's definitely not required. So it's just kind of whatever, however you would you want to make the event.
Mm-hmm. So they go, and then is there dinner served or?
It's not dinner, but it is light food. There's going to be a mashed potato bar, which I'm kind of excited to see how that comes about.
Wow.
It sounds exciting. You basically get to build your own with all sorts of toppings and things. And there'll be some other light snacks provided.
Okay. And then you said you have a bar that's probably no host.
There's actually, you do get a drink ticket.
Oh.
But then after that, you can purchase.
Okay. And you said there's a silent auction, a regular live auction, and a dessert auction.
Yeah, and the desserts have all been donated by local bakeries.
Ooh.
And there are some pretty exciting desserts in there. And the idea is that you purchase the dessert and then you get to share it with your table and eat it right then as part of your event.
Oh, that sounds even more fun. Okay, guys, I hear that music. If you want to be part of this and know that you're Friday night out, you could have spent that $80 on dinner easy, taking your family out to dinner or on a date night. Or you can go have some mashed potatoes, dessert, dancing, and know that that money is going towards helping people. All right. Have a wonderful and blessed weekend.